The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and guess what? There's kind of sports to talk about. So let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Tyler, who's so good he doesn't have a nickname. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on Twitch, and it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome fourth weekend. I know Patrick Mahomes did.
Well, he had a good Monday.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he knew about
this. He probably spent the weekend on top of his girlfriend.
Ooh. No, that's not. No, that's a loser. But hey, you know what? You got that kind of money, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, good for him.
And if she makes him happy, then why the hell is he so sad?
Exactly.
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I was talking to Nick about, you know, cuz now obviously the questions are going to come about when do they pay Deshaun now? And boy, you're talking about $450 million. Adam Schefter just sent this out, just tweeted it out.
Okay.
Compensation update. Patrick Mahomes' 10-year extension is worth $450 million.
Is that U.S.?
American dollars. The injury guarantee is $140 million. And the contract does not contain language that ties its value to a percentage of the salary cap, which is kind of what I thought they would do, is just say, you know what, we're going to give you, over the next 10 years, you're going to be 16% of the salary cap every single year. And, you know, I think the highest ever has been 14 or 15. So you just
right.
Say, oh, okay, that sounds great. But no, it looks like that's not the case. So...
If I'm him, I'm happier this way because I would not be shocked if the salary cap never gets back to where it was, the way the economy's going. I mean, we don't know what things are going to look like in 5 years. So from his perspective, it's like, okay, cap goes down. I'm still getting paid. From the team's perspective, you would have liked something like that.
Yeah.
Because it builds in some certainty. But I don't think there should be any surprise here. I think you're talking about a guy who's already accomplished so much in his career. I mean, you want to lock him up? He wants to be locked up for 10 years. If anybody deserves it, it's him.
Yeah.
Now, if you think Deshaun Watson deserves anything close to that, not so much.
Yeah.
But that's, and everybody's different. But, I mean, obviously he wants to be there, and they want him there. He's already, I mean, he's got two or three more Super Bowls in him probably. So... You know, get it done.
Yep.
And now, you know, you have to look at, I guess, the average per year. It's going to be well over 40, which all along I was saying that's about what he would get. And that Deshaun probably should come in around 35, and Dak should be a little bit less than that. But, you know, we'll see what happens now. If I'm Watson's agent, I'm going to go to him and say, you know what, I deserve more. You know why? Because Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to carry Bill O'Brien on his back.
Yeah.
But realistically, no, he doesn't deserve that. Nobody does. I mean, Mahomes does, in terms of if you're looking at what contracts are and what the value is for a quarterback and what he's accomplished in his short career.
He deserves to be the richest paid man in sports.
Yeah. I don't think I would dispute that even a little bit.
And I don't think there's and as good as Andy Reid is, this is – I mean, I heard a lot of this today. Well, Patrick Mahomes has a much better roster around him. I mean, he might have a better roster than Deshaun Watson. But his roster ain't great.
Much better.
It's not a you know, just loaded with talent all around him. That's not the case. He is a guy who is carrying a team of good players. Don't remember, there's some like Travis Kelce is a great player.
Tyreek Hill's up there. He's got weapons. But
Tyreek Hill is a really good athlete. Would Tyreek Hill be a great wide receiver without Patrick Mahomes? I don't know.
He would need somebody.
He's a one route guy,
and he's really good on the deep ball, which Mahomes is great at. If he were playing with a pop gun arm, I don't know if he'd be as good.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that he wouldn't, but yeah. And Alex was saying on Twitter, says Watson only wants year deal. He means 3-year deal. We talked about that a few weeks ago. I actually wrote a column on it. I think a 3-year deal is perfect. And yeah, because if I'm the Texans, don't you have just a little bit of doubt still about Deshaun? I mean, you don't have any doubts about Patrick Mahomes.
You know what?
If he gets fat and plays like a bum for the entire contract, who cares? He won you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but it could. But Watson hasn't done it yet. And I would be all for let this be the prove it year. You know, you've got O'Brien has the players around him he wants now. You should have a really good offensive line for the first time in forever. Let's see what he does. And if he puts up Patrick Mahomes numbers, then guess what? He'll get paid more. And he'll get a contract like that if he wants it. But I still say wait on Watson. And I know they won't because that's not a Texans thing to do.
No.
But I'd hold off. But we can talk about that. You guys can get in. You know the number. You can watch us on Twitch, too, if you want to do that. Got that going. Trying to see how long my computer's going to last here.
You're nervous about it?
No, I've got a plug. It's just a really short one, so I'm gonna have to like put it on the table here. but I'll deal with that on the break. How was your weekend, man?
Solid, man. You know, did some swimming. I got a nice sunburn.
Nice.
So yeah, it was a big weekend for me. Drank a lot of beer. Although I did decide I'm gonna try to go at least. I've got to lose some weight, and I've got to stop. Waking up hungover every single morning.
Yeah, welcome to the club. Your hat and t-shirt are in the mail.
So what I've decided yesterday, I'm now, I'm getting close. I'm like probably 40 hours sober.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's been good. I don't know how long it'll last, but I'm trying to get back on the low carb life for a little while. And, I'll always go back to drinking beer.
Right.
But I need a little time to recenter myself is what I like to call it, which means make my center not the focus of my body.
It's funny you should mention that because I decided that starting today I was going to try to stop drinking on weekdays.
Okay.
And just go to the weekend. Now, we'll see how long that lasts because, you know, the weekend tends to extend for me. Like, I'll get to Thursday and I'll be like, ooh, it's Thursday. Let's have something to drink. Yeah, I've been drinking too much. But
well, the good news is I've lost 4 pounds since yesterday morning, I'm well on my way.
I
haven't exercised. I just stopped drinking beer for 40 hours.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
I actually haven't gained any weight, but I just feel like it's not the healthiest thing in the world to just drink yourself to sleep every night.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I this weekend – it was a little worse because I start drinking earlier on the weekends because, you know, why not? But, Friday we did something. We didn't want to go anywhere and be around people, so we just decided to go for a drive down the coast. And so we went down to, like, Tech City Dyke and Seabrook and Kema and found parks where the dog could play and stuff like that and sort of did that. That was fun. And then spent the rest of the weekend playing poker and binge-watching stuff. And actually on a pretty good run on the poker. In my last three tournaments, I have 2 seconds and a third.
All right.
So,
well, look at you, Freddie.
Yeah. Just playing pretty well in the tournament. Short stacked the whole way. Like, all three of them. Short stacked. Because I try to get involved early with some hands that are, you know, if I catch you, I'm going to get paid. And if not, then, you know, I donk off a few chips. So, I wind up losing about half my stack in the first 30 minutes and then play the short stack all the way to the final table. And then wound up cashing. So, I've gotten a lot of practice with that. I'd like to try something different. I'd like to actually get there as a chip leader. Ooh. I may try that just to be different, but No, it was a lot of fun. Got three-handed with Jerry Bowen, one of our listeners, last night in the tournament, and the listener beat us. So always fun when gets down the money and Jerry and me and somebody else, because we always think we're going to win, and we almost never do.
It's like the time when the final three was me, Matt Dean, and Drew Dean.
Yeah.
And we just said, should we just chop this, guys? Okay, let's go ahead.
Yeah, we had one a few weeks ago. It was me, Roger, and Jerry.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay. But binge watch. Well, I watched Hamilton, which
I did too. I liked it. You don't. I hear that. Means you don't like it.
No, I thought. Well, I didn't love it as much as everybody else. I thought the choreography, the singing, and the acting was off the charts. I mean, as good as I've seen in a play.
Okay.
That choreography was amazing. My only beef with it was it just felt like it was like watching a Fast and Furious movie where it's awesome and there's all these great car tricks and car crashes, but then after a while you've seen them and you kind of they're repeating themselves. It just felt like some of it was overkill. Like I thought it could have been 30 minutes shorter, but
okay, that's probably fair. It was long.
Yeah. And
but I normally hate musicals, but that was pretty good.
I do too. So I mean, I have nothing negative to say other than it was just a little too much spectacle. Maybe if it was shorter, that wouldn't bother me. But I thought it was really well done. And then I binge watch The Mandalorian finally.
Oh, I haven't done that.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, let me tell you about my friends over at Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, and it's a family-owned company, and they're open for business right now, and they're doing everything. They're taking what we like to call the extra step, making sure that their installers are healthy and safe and you are healthy and safe. They're doing things the right way to make sure nobody's getting sick because you're hanging out with them. Call them today for a free consultation. Learn about their summer special, which is 30% off windows, $2,500 off all full siding jobs. They've got great siding, great windows, not only energy efficient, so it's going to save you on your electric bills, but it'll also beautify your home. It'll up the resale value. Lots and lots of benefits to new siding and windows from Allstate. You want the best rate? You call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or you can check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. For the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I'm thinking this is going to be a fail with the computer. So I have a charger, but it's not working. Oh, well. I can do without it. I can adjust. It's plugged in. It's not charging.
Well, because that little box can't charge your laptop.
Why not?
Because it's not. There's not enough power running through. It's not powerful enough.
Oh. Well. Yeah. Okay. This is like a backup. I assumed it would work.
No, that's.
It was kind of dumb because. Yeah, I was really busy today, so I was on the computer the whole time.
You should keep your charger in your bag.
I do. I just happened to take it out to charge it last night, and then. It's still sitting there at home now because I left in a hurry. I was really, really busy today. I had a couple of conference calls and a couple of meetings. And just by the time I look up, it's like, oh, bleep, I got to get to work. And so I grabbed the laptop and did not think to grab the charger. So I'll figure something out. I'm not too worried about it. I got a phone. I can do it. Let's take a call from Don. What's up, Don?
What's up, fella? Sports.
Hey, sports.
Hey, I just had a quick question. So with the Mahomes situation, with him signing a 10-year deal, do you think that this is giving, say, for instance, teams more leverage if they feel as though they have the right quarterback to sign longer-term deals? And I say that because, if I'm not mistaken, the Cowboys wanted to give Dak a 5-year. He wanted a 4-year. But with Mahomes signing a 10-year, does that incline more will sign for a longer period of time, you know, versus a 3 or 4 year?
Yeah, you know, I think that, honestly, can you think, Fred, maybe I'm crazy. I can't think of another player besides Patrick Mahomes even being offered a 10-year deal.
I can't either. Maybe Lamar Jackson gets you there, but I'd be scared of him because I still think he's going to break.
If Lamar Jackson wins a Super Bowl this year, I think maybe. But like as of today, like I don't think there's anybody who their organization would go, you know what, I'm 100% certain I'm willing to tie myself to this player for the next 10 years.
I can't think of anybody.
I just don't think it'll happen.
No. And I don't know that it should. I mean, there's a reason this is a unique deal. It's a unique player who's accomplished great things. And you want to reward that? You want to make sure, you know you've got the guy. There's no reason to get rid of him. And he wants to be there. It's worth it. I mean, that's, you lock your guy up. That's great. You don't have to think about this for a long time.
And the big discussion we've had, and we've had it on the show, I don't know how, if we need to go back to it again, but because for the people saying that, you know, or Deshaun's next. I mean, what I keep saying is it's not apples to apples. And if you pay Deshaun, what does it mean for your team? You know? What does it mean for the Texans? And I'm not. And again, it goes back to it's not. This is me saying Deshaun doesn't deserve top quarterback money as Deshaun Watson because he is that guy. He's good enough to be in the conversation. Are the Texans the right team to sign Deshaun Watson? And that's where I get.
I mean, from whose perspective though? From the team's perspective, or from Deshaun's?
I'm saying from a perspective of. Do you think this team can win if they put this money on Deshaun?
Yeah, but and I'll say the same thing I always say with this. Nobody goes into it thinking, hey, we don't know what we're doing. We can't put a team around
right.
The guy.
Well, I'm asking what you think, not what the Texans think. I'm saying should the Texans do it or not.
Well, no, I've said all along, I make him play this year out under his deal. And let's see how this year plays out. And then I extend him. But okay. I'm not ready to pay him a big contract yet. Just like if I'm the Cowboys, I let Dak play on the franchise tag. I'm not ready to pay him that contract yet. And he may want it, and that's great. But right now, I want to see. Because I still have Deshaun for this year, next year, and 2 franchise years if need be.
Here's the problem, and here's what I think Deshaun would end up being. And I agree with you. If I'm the Texans, I'm going the Kirk Cousins route. And seeing, hey, you know.
Yeah, but that's not how they think. So you know the Texans are going to extend him because that's their plan.
Well, if they extend Kyahmi Fairbairn, yeah, that is going to be their plan.
Kyahmi Fairbairn, who makes more money than Deshaun this year.
My concern is the Texans are about to turn into the Anaheim Angels. It's great they've got Mike Trout. The great thing about having Mike Trout is nobody else has him. He's your guy. But are the Angels winning anything because of Mike Trout?
No, but I think it's a little different because one baseball player can't carry you. A quarterback can carry you. And now how far is the question?
That's the question.
And I mean, I think what we've seen is what they are, which is.
And I don't know if you're right about what. I mean, Barry Bonds took his team to a World Series.
Yeah, but he also had one of the greatest years in history.
Well, don't people say Mike Trout's arguably the greatest player in baseball history?
But his numbers don't come anywhere near what Bonds did. And you can argue that all you want with roids or whatever else. But, I mean, Bonds was doing stuff Babe Ruth didn't do. And even that, he had help that year. But I mean, the Angels, Mike Trout's a good example because Mike Trout's been great. And the Angels have never been winners. And, you know, that's one great player in baseball can get you there. In football, one great quarterback can at least get you to the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
Now, how far you go with that, I don't know. But, you know, it's a little different. Because there are some positions in sports like that. Because one great basketball player, it's going to be hard for you to miss the playoffs.
Yes.
And, you know, like Mike Trout's done every year of his career.
Well, but, Anthony Davis has done a pretty good job of that, too. Yeah. Mike Trout made the playoffs once.
Did he? I don't think he's ever.
No, they made it once, and then they got swept in the LDS. Right.
But, Anthony Davis is probably a good example because.
I mean, Deshaun Watson might be Anthony Davis. He might be a really great player, that's unable to do enough to carry his team all the way. Or really even to make his team, I don't want to say competitive, because the Texans are competitive now if you consider winning your division competitive.
Yeah, four division titles, AJ.
But I think there's plenty of teams who win the division that we don't take seriously as, you know, title threats.
No, well, I think we don't take this team seriously as title threats because of the head coach. And it, I do think that you, at least with him there, you have a chance to be a playoff team every year. You should be a playoff team every year. He's going to have more of an impact. But will I ever be a Super Bowl team? Probably not. Not with this coach, not with the staff, not with this GM. I don't really see it. Not unless he has a year like Patrick Mahomes did, where he goes out and throws 50 touchdown passes and just totally transcends everything. And then it's a different conversation. And then it's like, you know what? This dude won a Super Bowl with Bill O'Brien as his head coach. Yeah, I'll pay you your $40 million. I'll pay you Patrick Mahomes money as a thank you for actually winning a Super Bowl, which is kind of what they're doing. But until then, I'm of the opinion, if I'm in charge of the organization, I'll go to him and say, look, we love you. First thing we're going to do is get you a coach and a coach you can work with.
But are they going to do that? I mean,
no, they're not doing
that. Again, goes to, is the GM going to fire the coach when the GM is the coach?
See, this is if I own the team.
Gotcha.
And I were in charge. I would just go in and say, listen, I'm going to get a new coach in here, and we're going to get somebody who fits your skill set. But I want you to play this year under this contract. And we put you with the right guy, and let's see what you do. And if you do the things that the Chiefs have done, guess what? I'll give you the exact same contract. But that's not going to happen. I mean, that's fantasy land. Unless, you know, they want to give me the Texans, which I don't know. I don't know if I'd take the Texans right now. But because you'd be stuck with O'Brien.
Yeah.
But it's not really, and I know we're in Houston and Deshaun's up, and so it's, and they were drafted right next to each other, so it's kind of a common thing to compare. But the reality is there is no comparison here. He hasn't accomplished what Mahomes has accomplished. And I'm about, you know, reward guys for doing great things.
I'm with you.
And he's done good things. So how about gamble on yourself, Deshaun? Go out and do great things this year. Here's your chance. And if you don't, hey, we'll still give you a big deal, because you need to lock in your quarterback. And, you know, that presumably it's one of the reasons why you sent Hopkins away, is you want to have enough money to lock him up to go along with the other guys you're already paying. And I don't think it would have the impact. If you do it now, it doesn't have the impact on the roster this season, maybe not even next season. But the year after that, that's when you're going to have to start making some hard decisions.
Yeah.
But we'll see. 713-780-ESPN is the number. So basically the way to get in today is phones or Twitter, because I cannot I can't access the text line.
Oh, I would do it, but I don't know if that'll be good for me.
No, you don't want to do that.
I mean, I can.
No,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, Tyler, yeah. You do that.
I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
Tyler, I don't need that negativity in my life.
Tyler can handle it. So Twitch, can you keep up with Twitch too?
I can.
Yeah, because they comment. There's some good commenters on Twitch, so we'd like to involve them as well.
And Jason Braddock says, you don't think the Texans would give Deshaun a 10-year deal at age 24? I don't. And if they, they would be moronic to do it.
That's a different question. Do you think the Texans would? Yeah. Do I think it would be smart? Hell no.
Believe it or not, Deshaun Watson, there's warts on that dude. Like, we've seen basically two seasons of Patrick Mahomes and gone, okay, what's the complaint? There's really not much you can say. That's all right. Yeah, he's that good. Like, Deshaun Watson he's turned the ball over too much.
Holds on to it too long.
There's a lot of stuff about, like, again,
those are things you can improve on.
Yes.
But I need to see that improvement.
He ain't there yet.
No. He's not MVP level player yet.
Deshaun, I'll be honest, Deshaun isn't what Russell Wilson was when Russell Wilson got paid. And until he is, I'm a wait and see. I'm you prove it to me. If you want that kind of money, if you want the kind of money that we're even discussing about Patrick Mahomes, man, you better show me more. You better carry a team. Well, you better throw a team on your back and carry it, not to one playoff win.
Right.
But, like, carry it somewhere where, you know, they wouldn't be. Like, I'd carry it where Mahomes and where Russell Wilson carried it.
I'm not even looking for that. Just get to an AFC championship game. Get a step closer to the Super Bowl.
Or do what Carson Wentz did and basically have an MVP season. And he didn't win that Super Bowl. Nick Foles did. But it was pretty obvious Carson Wentz had some game.
They wouldn't have gotten anywhere near the Super Bowl without him.
If Nick Foles quarterbacked that team all year, they're not winning a Super Bowl. But Carson Wentz, that entire season, was like, okay, this dude's the real deal.
Yeah. And so have one of those seasons.
He hasn't had it yet. He's had good seasons. He threw, I mean, again, last season was a good year. Was it anywhere near an elite year, which is the kind of money he's asking for? No.
Well, I think I need to see him be elite more often. He is at times. There's times when he's as good as Jackson and Mahomes both, but it's not consistent enough. There's also times where he has games where you say, man, Patrick Mahomes is never having that game.
Yeah.
Even on one foot when he had a rough game against the Colts when he was hurt. But you can count him on one hand. And hell, until they played the Texans in that regular season game, he hadn't thrown an interception all year. Threw like one.
Yep.
So, yeah, but Deshaun hasn't had a consistent enough stretch like that. Doesn't mean he can't be. I believe he can, and I believe he will before his career is over. But
like Mahomes?
I think he can have that kind of season yet. I think he can have an MVP season. Maybe not until there's another coach here, but he can have an MVP caliber season. I think
Patrick Mahomes is a special talent.
Oh, I agree, but you know, he didn't win the MVP this year.
No,
it can happen.
But if they would have given him the trophy this year, do you think anybody would have thrown a fit?
Well, after the playoffs, no. But during,
I mean, even after at the end of the regular season, I mean, it was one of those two guys.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Lamar Jackson was the better and more valuable player during the regular season.
It's also he won an MVP a year ago.
Well, in the year he won the MVP, he had a much much bigger numbers than what he did last year. And he had that, like I said, he had that stretch where he was hurt and he didn't play very well for two or three games. Of course, he bounced back from having his knee dislocated in like 4 days. But I think Watson's capable of having a season. I don't know about ever having a 50-touchdown season, but I could see him having a 42, 43-touchdown season 1 year. And that would be, you know, in the MVP conversation. Because, look, Carson Wentz was in that conversation when he got hurt. I've talked about this before. Derek Carr had a season like that where he was in that conversation. So Watson can certainly be. In fact, up until they went and got their asses kicked in Baltimore, he was being mentioned with those guys. He was one of the top MVP candidates. So I don't think it's ridiculous to say that he could win one before his career's over.
I mean, you could also argue that Carson Wentz has been consistent. And Carson Wentz, I mean, Carson Wentz probably had a better year than Deshaun last year.
Probably.
And with literally no weapons. Yeah. Like, Greg Ward was his top wide receiver for a good chunk of the year.
Don't you disparage Greg Ward.
Yeah.
But, again, none of that means that Deshaun can't have that kind of season. It's just, you know, we haven't seen it yet.
Just show consistent. Me first.
We haven't seen it consistently enough. And I don't know that albatross on his back will ever let him get where he can
the
get.
The best stretch we've ever seen of Deshaun Watson were those six games. Or I guess six and a half games, whatever it was. Well, not even six and a half. About six games. Let's just go with six games because he played a first half and missed a second half. In 2017, where he went 3-3, but it was
a pretty good 3-3 considering who they were playing.
I mean, it was enough of a flash that you said, you know what, this guy can carry a mediocre ass team. But that was also 3 years ago, and we haven't seen a run like that since. We haven't seen any more flashes of that.
Well,
and that's
concerning. You've seen flashes, but not that long, not that extended, where it was six games. You've seen two or three in a row, and then and then he'll have another good game, and then And that's the thing. You need to get more consistent. He has to be consistently excellent more often. So,
you know who's consistently excellent? Dr. Andrew Doe at a late health. You know why? Dr. Andrew Doe he knows that a lot of you out there may be suffering from BPH, which is also called an enlarged prostate. You may have a frequent need to urinate, increased urination at night, difficulty starting. It could be you, could be someone you know. And if you've gone in and you've done a consultation with anybody and they said, well, here's your surgical options, it's terrifying. There's one surgical option that involves a drill going inside your and there's another one that involves getting stitches put in. I mean, it's just not good stuff. That's why Dr. Doe was like, you know what? I'm going to do this procedure called PAE. I'm going to be the first doctor in Houston to do it. It's a minimally invasive procedure that we use X-ray technology to treat your prostate. And you'll be in and out in a few hours, done right there in the office. And it's no big deal. Nobody in Houston has done as many of these procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want. PAE is also covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today. 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. And check them out at choosepae.com. That's choosepae.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tyler, wonder why you picked that song.
No reason.
Jason says, Texans were up 24-0 on the road with Watson versus Mahomes until OB did OB things. It's easy to say that, but also remember how they got up 24-0. Like, they hit, and there was busted coverage. Like, it didn't take Deshaun Watson to hit Kenny Stills on that throw. That, I mean, A.J. McCarron could have made that same throw. The Chiefs just, they blew coverage. Deshaun Watson didn't force Deshaun Watson didn't block the punt that right. They went down and scored off of. Deshaun Watson didn't cause Tyreek Hill to muff a punt.
Right.
And he didn't cause any of the receivers to drop wide open passes. I mean, the Chiefs, this is kind of the dirty little secret of that 24-0 lead. The Texans didn't really do anything all that impressive with that to get that 24-0 lead. It was almost gifted to them. And then finally the Chiefs said, dude, let's just,
what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like spotting a team like a 5-0 lead with all unearned runs.
Yeah.
But you're really way better than that team, and you're like, okay, let's just settle down, and we're gonna get it together.
Well, and yeah, OB did some OB things there to let them get back into the game faster, but here's the other part of that. Deshaun was not great the rest of that game.
No.
And in fact, the whole team wasn't very good, but he certainly wasn't very good once that game got close again. And, you know, he's had most of the time against good teams, he has great games. They don't always win because their defense sucks. But he didn't really in that game.
Well, not only that game, go back to the Buffalo game. He hits the big pass at the end. Did Deshaun Watson impress you at any point in that game up until the very end against Buffalo?
No, but that's kind of that last drive was – That's kind of what you want out of a star quarterback, right? It's like you may suck the whole game. Remember, Andrew Luck used to do this all the time. Suck the entire game, give him the ball in the fourth quarter, and he makes the play.
Okay. Well, let's go back to his other playoff game against Andrew Luck. Did Deshaun Watson even bring a helmet that game? Did he even show up?
No. But in general, certainly during the regular season when he's played against good teams, he's shown up. His whole team hasn't at times, especially defensively. And... But Jason just won't let go.
I know. Jason's a Deshaun honk.
He is.
And that's fine.
But there were a lot of empty yards once they got way down. So, yeah, you can go say, oh, he threw for this many yards. Uh-huh. They were.
When the Chiefs started, like, backing off and just, when they were up 30 and they backed off, yeah, there was some big yards put up. Good call.
Let's try Sam. What's up, Sam?
Sports and runner, guys. Long-time listener. Love your show, man. I listen to you guys every day. And obviously what we're talking about right now with Deshaun. And the one thing I would like to say is that I feel like you guys are being a little bit harsh on Deshaun. You know, just because I don't think he's going to get, obviously, you know, what Mahomes got. because he hasn't done it yet, or you know, obviously the big game. But compared to what the Texans have had, like, he's by far the best man. And you know, I think that, you know, obviously the coach is holding him back, but man, he's a lot better than what, you know, you guys are.
Sam,
making him out to be.
Listen, I'm not hating on him. Let me tell you something though, Sam. You know who? Yeah. You know how long the Bears kept Jay Cutler around for, or how long the Lions have kept Matt Stafford around for? You know why? Because those franchises were just hungry for a quarterback that was respectable, and those guys were respectable. Right. And at some point, you have to ask yourself: is that what you really want? Do you want guys who are going to pop up and, you know, win some divisions and might win you a playoff game every few years, or do you want a Patrick Mahomes that gives you a legitimate shot year in and year out, or a Drew Brees who gives you a shot year in and year out?
Yeah, but I think Deshaun has that potential. I think it's just, you know, obviously O'Brien that is holding him back. But, you know, like I said, I love the show, you guys, and I'll let you talk about it, and appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, listen, I want to make this clear, though. I love Deshaun. I think Deshaun's better than you think Deshaun is. And, you know, I don't apologize for that at all. I believe what I believe in from what I've seen from the guy. But I'm also the same guy saying, you know what? This is where I need you to take the step if you want to get paid this kind of money.
Well,
give me 1 year. Give me this year. This should be your year.
I'm saying Deshaun is in the top, you know, 20 to 25% of quarterbacks in the league. I think he's a top probably 6 to 8 quarterback.
I think I'd have him 5.
Okay, fine. He's a top 5 quarterback.
So I still think he's better than you. Now, but there's a difference between 1 and 5, significant.
But that's the thing, like, being a top 5 quarterback is, and that's being a top 5 quarterback now, because there's guys like Aaron Rodgers who have done all the things that Deshaun has the quote unquote potential to do, and Drew Brees who's done all the things that Deshaun has the quote unquote potential to do. Yet everybody wants to pay Deshaun on this potential like he's done it. And all he's done is win this raggedy-ass AFC South.
Let's stop with the everybody wants to pay him. I just said, let's wait another year.
You know what I mean, Fred.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about you.
I don't think everybody.
I'm talking about Texans fans saying, well, why? Remember, we were talking about when someone said, you just paid Deshaun Watson whatever he wants. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I think those are outliers that just pay him whatever he wants, because it's not their
money.
What
would you pay him? What's a reasonable amount?
I've said all along, if Mahomes gets 40, Deshaun gets 35.
Okay, now Mahomes got 45. So now when Deshaun says, I want 40?
I say 35.
Okay.
That's the number he should get. And, I mean, he should. If you're going to pay him based on what you hope he's going to do, then Russell Wilson is, you don't go over Russell Wilson.
Well, the difference is when Russell Wilson got his $35 million a year, he'd won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and this guy hasn't done it yet. And I think if you're going to pay a guy based on what you think you're going to get, that's the number. That's what I wouldn't do it this year. I'd do it next year. And guess what? If he went out and won a Super Bowl,
You pay him.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll say, all right, you know what?
Because now you've shown that you're that guy that can do it.
You go get the MVP and the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP like Mahomes did.
Yeah,
you know,
no
what?
One's questioning.
Guess what? I'm paying you more than Mahomes. I'll throw an extra dollar on top of that $457 million or whatever it is. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We're back on the Blitz. I should just let Jason come in here and let you guys argue for the next 3 hours.
Listen, he is, I mean, he's a Clemson guy. He is.
Oh, yeah. If you cut him open, you'll find a mini Dabo in him.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Listen, man, it's again, this isn't me knocking Deshaun because I think Deshaun is really good. But I think that, you know, like we're doing so much anointing on potential. And I don't understand that. I don't understand anointing guys on potential. It's one thing when they're being drafted, because yeah, then that's all you've got to go off of.
But we see this all the time, though, right? There were people who thought Cam Newton got too much when he got his deal. And then Derek Carr's contract, too much. Whenever these guys come up, you're going to have to pay. It's just a matter of whether or not you have the right guy. I think they have the right guy. I don't know if they have the right coach, but that's a different issue. But you're going to have to pay him. I'm okay with paying him, again, one more year. But let's not, I mean, not even, it's kind of silly to put him in the Patrick Mahomes atmosphere, because at some point, you have to pay guys for what they've done for you. That's usually how free agency works. Yeah, or contracts work for guys like this. You get paid for what you've done. But then there is also the promise of, here's a 24-year-old guy with an up arrow. What's he going to get to? So you have to balance those two. That's why I say for this market, 35 would be the right number. And I wouldn't do more than 3-year extension. And, you know, I don't know that when you say team around him, I don't know that their defense is good enough for them to ever be competitive at the highest level. Not without a severe overhaul. And I just don't know how that's going
to
happen.
Then that's my point. If it's going to take a severe overhaul to make this team a Super Bowl contender, does it make sense to pay Deshaun Watson $40 million or $35 million?
Well, you have to have a quarterback. So, yeah, at least there you can have a playoff team most years. But if you don't...
Okay, then the Texans are the Houston Rockets. You can have a playoff team most years.
Yeah, well...
But you ain't winning.
There are worse things.
But, if...
There are
if
worse that, things.
But if
Go be a Lions fan.
I get it. If that's what you are resigned to, then so be it.
Well, but okay. But that's what they are. That's what they've been for 6 years.
Is that what you're happy with? Is that what you would want?
Not asking what I'm happy with. I've been bitching about this team for 6 years. The point is, would you rather have that, or would you rather just be the Lions year in and year out? Because even if you decide, hey, you know what, we're going to trade the guy and try to start over, well, the odds of you finding another guy that good are pretty low. And secondly, if you don't trust the guys to build a team around him, why would you trust them to rebuild a team?
You know what the Lions are? They're a bad team with a good high-paid quarterback.
Yeah.
Who puts up crazy stats year in and year out. The team still sucks. I got news for you. Once you give Deshaun Watson $35 million, guess what's coming?
I don't know that that's necessarily the case. Do I trust them to put players around him? No, but do I trust them with a rebuild? Absolutely not.
I mean, that's a good point, too.
Take it where it is. I mean, if this is the best you can do, then that's better than a lot of things. And it's not his fault.
I just think that sometimes we look at this potential and, like, we forget about guys who have actually accomplished things. And
well, that's fair, but it's also a different issue. It's like, when are your contracts up? Because to me, if you're going to pay Deshaun 35, yeah, Russell Wilson should be making 38. And if I'm Pete Carroll, I probably go and say, hey, you know what? I know it was this guy's turn, but we'd like to take care of you. You belong in this tier. But that's not how it works.
Yeah.
It never works that way. Okay, I'm trying to figure out the text line here on my phone. So we'll get to you texters. But couple people want to weigh in. Let's try Deacon first. What's up, Deacon? Yo, Deacon. Man, my eyes are bad. It looks like dragon, but it's Deacon. All right, let's try Martin. What's up, Martin?
Sports, fellas.
Sports.
Hey, just kind of wanted to get in on that. I pretty much agree with AJ. And I know Fred's not saying that, you know, pay him now, what he's saying is right, you know, wait. But a lot of people are kind of forgetting the Joe Flacco thing, too. You know, he went on this amazing playoff Super Bowl run, won them a title, and he got rewarded for it. It cost the team in the long run, but he got rewarded for it. He did something that nobody did, and he got rewarded for it. And I'm pretty sure that's what Deshaun needs to do. I'm not saying necessarily he needs to get to a Super Bowl, but if he wants, like, that top-tier Mahomes money, you know, he's got to prove himself to get rewarded for it. So I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, people like to use Flacco as an example of overpaying a guy for one good run. But in the long haul, if you get told you're going to win a Super Bowl, and this is what, during Flacco's time, and this is what he's getting paid, don't you take that? Well, I would.
If you look at Joe Flacco's career with the Ravens, how long was he with the Ravens? What's your...
God, he was the same draft as...
As Matt Ryan, right?
Yeah, so...
And Matt Ryan came into the league in 2008?
Yeah, 2008.
So, and Joe Flacco left in 2017? So...
18. I think he was there till 18, right?
Okay, yeah. Well, he wasn't the starter.
Basically,
18,
ten,
right?
Yeah, but he was there for 10 years. Well, okay. He started the season, right? And okay. Then Jackson replaced him. So 10 years.
Okay, let's say he was there for 10 years.
And you get a Super Bowl.
Do you think Baltimore's upset at any dollars that they gave Joe Flacco? They got a Super Bowl out of him.
Yeah.
Like, no one's in 10 years, 20 years from now, no one's going to look back at the Joe Flacco era and go, damn, that was disappointing. Like,
yeah, it's. And was he really worth that? Probably not. Maybe they did overpay him. But again, you reward a guy when he does something. I mean, yeah. It should be merit-based. And a lot of people on the text line say, well, we know how O'Brien works. He's just going to give Watson the same money as Mahomes, which I think would be dumb. I think it would be dumb. It's not. Yeah. Look, I like the guy. And when the time comes, I'll pay him. But Patrick Mahomes money for him? No.
And you know, Matt Ryan's another guy, and if I, like, because I firmly believe right now, like, if the situations were equal, like, if they were, you could have Matt Ryan or Deshaun Watson on a team, that's your quarterback, who would I rather have right now? I'd rather have Matt Ryan still.
Are we talking 1 year? Are we talking?
One year.
Yeah, I'd probably rather have Matt Ryan for 1 year.
But people get so, they're so crazy when you say that, because Matt Ryan sucks now, and people forget that Matt Ryan, a year ago, in 2018, had a better season statistically than Deshaun's ever even sniffed. So you can't talk about potential only. Like, you have to talk about guys who have actually done things. And well, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, the potential is obvious. I think there's even more in the tank for the potential tank for Mahomes. He might be better. He might still be getting better. I don't know. I don't know if we've seen the ceiling. The ceiling is the floor.
I will go back to what I said after his MVP season. It's like, this might be the best he ever is in terms of numbers, but he's going to be really good.
Would it shock you if he comes out and has another 50 TD season?
It wouldn't. I wouldn't say shock, but I think he was so good for so long that season, and just, I mean, he played at such a high level. That's hard for anybody to do. And, I mean, how many times did Peyton throw for 50? I mean, he did it. You know, Breeze has done it how many times? I mean, it can be done more than once in your career, and I think he might do it again.
Well, and I also think it may be Patrick Mahomes, at least with what he's shown in a very, very small sample size. You know, 10, 20 years from now, people might be sitting here in our seats talking about Patrick Mahomes like he is Peyton Manning or Drew Breeze.
Yeah.
It's not unfathomable to think that he could have that kind of a career.
No, I don't think it is. And
I think Lamont brings up a good point.
Okay.
He says, at some point, Houston will have to ask themselves, are we honestly judging Deshaun against his peers in the league, or are we really, you know, duding him based on what we had before? He says, I believe this city is more happy not to have Hoyer, Mallett, Fitz, Savage, etc., than to actually have Deshaun. I think that's what it is. I think it's almost like a battered wife syndrome. You know,
it's not just that, though. He has done some things. He has shown, and again, I think he's shown the ability to be elite. He just hasn't done it consistently enough to be considered an elite quarterback. Now, at what point do you expect that? If you think he can do that, to me, it's this year. This is it. That's why I'm willing to wait. And if you get what you've been getting, you're like, okay, you know what? Looks like we've got Matt Ryan or Derek Carr or somebody like that who we can win games with if they stay healthy and perform at a high level. And before you start throwing, oh, Derek Carr, before Derek Carr got hurt, Derek Carr was
on his way to being something nice.
Yeah, and that's.
But I also think Matt Ryan is more than just a guy who's won some games.
Matt Ryan
went to a Super Bowl.
He did.
Won an MVP.
But the one thing about Matt Ryan is, and this has been consistent except for the year that Kyle Shanahan was there, struggles in the red zone, and he's never really gotten over that. And that's what's kept him from, I think, getting back to another Super Bowl. But I'd take him.
Oh.
Because you can win with him. And he's proven to, he should have won the Super Bowl. Well, he should have a Super Bowl trophy.
Also, if you consider, you know, like the same way we talk about OB, with the exception of when he had Shanahan, what has he had for coaching?
Right.
You know, so. It ain't been great.
All right, let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
When I'm sad, she comes to me.
ESPN 97.5.